Former coach accused of having sex with 17-year-old student. By Amy Furr on December 28, 2021. The ex-head volleyball coach with the Green Mountain Garwin School District, located in Iowa, was recently charged with 4 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee, according to the Des Moines Register. The individual was also charged on 1 count of dissemination and exhibition of obscene materials to minors, the outlet reported Saturday. Bryslyn Hawkey, 22, of the Tama County town of Toledo, who also was a paraeducator for the district, is accused of having a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old boy from September to December 2020, the article said. Meanwhile, Tama County Sheriff's Detective Trevor Killian, in an affidavit filed last week, said Superintendent Kim Stein called him in October to inform him of the issue, which sparked an investigation. Stein assumed the position of the district's superintendent in July. Killian noted in the document she asserted the district's previous administration overlooked the situation and she felt as a mandatory reporter, this was pertinent to the investigation. The district opened an investigation into Hawkey once she resigned from her position in September. According to Killian's affidavit, he met in early December with the student, who claimed he and Hawkey exchanged phone numbers when he hit her car while leaving the school parking lot in September 2020. The student was reportedly supposed to repair the woman's vehicle, the affidavit noted. The student stated that Bryslyn asked how old he was and he stated 17, the document read, adding, Bryslyn then asked if the student was a senior and he said no, I'm a junior. The student stated that Bryslyn then made a comment of close enough. The student received flirtatious text messages from Hawkey and the young man thought she was joking, according to the affidavit. The student reportedly told Killian that Hawkey asked him to her house on September 25, 2020, and when he arrived, she was with a girl younger than himself. The student said he began drinking alcohol with Hawkey and the girl, and that later that night, he and Hawkey engaged in their first sexual act, the affidavit said, according to the Register report. The document noted he told Killian he and Hawkey kept meeting, drinking, and engaging in sex, adding Hawkey allegedly sent him texts with seductive images of herself, including an image where she was nude. So far, no trial date had been scheduled for the young woman. But under the state's law, sexual exploitation by a school employee was a felony that if the person was convicted, could mean a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a maximum fine of over $10,000. In response to the Sun Courier, Stein wrote in a statement, "We are aware of the recent criminal charges against Ms. Hawkey. The district will continue to follow its policies and procedures, including cooperating with law enforcement. The safety of students is our top priority," she concluded.